I think that tourists, Fort Drum, Canadians, I mean, we're a border town. I think that they have put money into the area in different ways, which has allowed us to escape, you know, recession. It's allowed us to keep an economy going here that wasn't necessarily going in Syracuse when the economy tanked a few years back. But I don't know that I see it in sales. I don't know that I see it in liquor sales. I don't know that I see it at a bar. I don't know that I see more people coming out. I don't know that I see more art sales going down. That would be a question, I think, more for someone like Hope Marshall, who actually sits in a gallery and watches sales. I think they've been nice and steady, and I think that all those things have helped us. But I don't know. I think we still suffer by location. Fort Drum is incredible. It's kept a service industry alive up here. A lot of chain restaurants, box stores that have come in. But I don't know that those are the people that I see in the gallery. And frankly, the places that I play, I really don't see them there. And since border issues have gotten tighter since 9/11, and since they put a breathalyzer back, going back into the border in, I think it was 2002, I don't see the same number of Canadians at the bar that I used to see. I used to play up in Clayton a long time ago for the first 12 years that I was up here, and it was crazy. It was crazy, the people that came over from Kingston and Gananoque and Brockville on a very regular basis, and I don't see those people as much anymore.
I mean, let me ask you sort of the reverse side of that is, what, and I realize that this is totally anecdotal, it's just your opinion, but what do you think the city, which has some, I mean, I actually just drove through there a couple days ago, you know, there's construction going on, hotels have gone up, you know, the city is not dying, if anything, there's a little bit of a resurgence, some buildings are being renovated, et cetera. What do you think the city might do to capitalize on that, if you will, to kind of stimulate its arts culture and be a little more of a, I don't know, vibrant community in ways other than just building an economy?
Well, it's just my opinion, but I think, I mean, when you said you drove through, you saw the building that's going on here and the renovations that go on. Fortunately, and then again, unfortunately, a lot of that renovation becomes low-income housing downtown instead of artist lofts, instead of artist rental space. I don't see a lot of artists rushing to put their works downtown. We need more art councils. We need more art galleries. That's what we're missing. We're missing the breeding effect from the North Country Arts Council being there in the beautiful Franklin building. We're missing another arts council. We're missing these other guilds to pop up in the same area so that we'll get other galleries, spring other galleries, and that's what I want to see. I want to see, you know, that breeding effect. I want to watch it all continue, not just be dependent on ourselves, because eventually, you know, well, I don't want to say that either.